When the earthquake ravaged Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, an estimated 600,000 people fled for the countryside. The flood of people put tremendous strain on their hosts. Experts said one of the best ways for the rural areas to cope with the new arrivals would be to create jobs boosting food production. In a country where more than half the population was undernourished before the earthquake, the extra hands could be put to good use.
But it definitely is not happening like everybody had hoped.
That's Keith Flanagan with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture. He and others hoped to see large-scale irrigation, reforestation, and other projects that would help farmers grow more food. But for the most part, he sees a lot of people being paid to sweep the streets.
Tomorrow it's going to look just like it did yesterday. It is better than a handout, but I think there are things that can make a more lasting impact.
Most of the reconstruction activity so far has been focused on Port-au-Prince. And that's a problem, says FAO's Emergency Operations Chief, Christina Amaral.
Before the investment now will be done in the city where there are huge needs to reconstruct all the infrastructure, where there will be a lot of demand in terms of construction work, then you have again a pull effect from the rural areas back into a city that is not ready to absorb a lot more people than they have today.
Port-au-Prince was overcrowded before the earthquake, and experts saw the mass exodus from the capital as an opportunity to relieve the strain. Now, concern is growing that that opportunity is slipping away. The United Nations requested $60 million in emergency reconstruction aid for agriculture. It's a tiny sliver of the total aid package of $1.6 billion the UN had asked for. But 6 months later, only about half of the funding for agriculture has come through. That's not a big surprise to Mark Cohen, a policy researcher with the humanitarian aid group Oxfam.
If you look across the United Nations humanitarian appeals, pretty consistently, agriculture gets short-funded.
Cohen says part of the problem is an urban bias among policy elites in both the donor and affected countries. He adds that donors get much more immediate and visible results from relief like education, medical care, and direct food aid.
If you're feeding people, you know, you can see the direct impact, whereas if you send seeds, they have to be planted, they have to be cultivated, they have to be harvested before there's an impact.
But the impact does come, says Cohen, noting that more than 100,000 farm families will soon be harvesting crops grown with seeds, fertilizer, and tools donated to help them cope with the earthquake's aftermath. The FAO says it planned to help 25,000 more families, but ran out of funds. In the longer term, the Haitian government has a $700 million plan to create rural jobs while improving food supplies. Those programs are expected to begin in the coming months. The World Bank and the United States are making major contributions. But in the meantime, people are beginning to drift back into Port-au-Prince, amid concerns that the opportunity to rebuild a less crowded capital and boost the rural economy may be fading. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.